Hour number two of Chase Willie and D-Mace here on this Monday. A lot of people excited, weighing in. Titans beat the Broncos 17-10. A little bit later in the show, we'll get to Tennessee's weekend, to Vanderbilt's weekend, the college football picture at large. We'll touch on the Predators as well. We'll do a lot more with the Predators tomorrow when we're down at Bridgestone Arena. But in the meantime, it's time to talk to Teron Davenport and get his take on the Titans game, presented by Crane Works and Rental Works, your source for crane and equipment rental. Visit craneworks.com. TD, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on?
So, TD, you know, what I really like, you come up with a lot of good stuff. You get some very good comments from the locker room after a game. I just, every time I listen to the guys talk, you kind of get a sense as to why they're so tight-knit. They have the right mentality to be able to overcome some of the things that they've got and to be able to bring in guys that do the job when they haven't been part of the group. I think that's the sign of a strong nucleus.
Yeah, it's definitely the sign of a strong nucleus. When you got Terrence Mitchell coming in on Wednesday and playing on Sunday, having a tough game, the guys, you know, talking about the Raiders game, but guys not jumping on him or anything like that, support him. And then here it is, weeks later, he seals the deal with an interception off of Josh Glue tip pass. So you have Andrew Adams getting a pick six. So guys are able to come in and really have an impact. But then even the guys that are there, the next man up mentality, you know, that's one of the things I loved about talking to DeMarcus Walker yesterday. He said that, you know, seize the moment. And when you get the opportunity, you got to take advantage of it. And that's what he did, you know. And it's just like to a man, that next man up, always stay ready so you never have to get ready mindset is there. And then you even look at the younger guy like Rashad Weaver, 1.5 sacks yesterday. And I asked him about the game and just, you know, his approach. And he said, I wanted to make Bud Dupree and Jeffrey Simmons proud. Like, how much better of a comment can you get than that? You know what I mean? From a guy who just had a really good game.
I don't think you can take for granted that they're able to do that. I know the Broncos don't have the best offense, and in particular, their offensive line was in sort of tatters, but the Titans to be able to do that and really do what they've been doing every week without some of the personnel they had, that says a lot about the depth. Now, they've used 70 guys so far, and they've played just over half of their games. So, Teron, how many was it last year? 91 or something? I feel like they could break their own record there.
Yeah, I mean, they're right on course. They're behind by about 7 games, you know, so it's just one of those things, man, where they're just trying to find a way to make it through, and they're doing a good job of it, I have to say, because, you know, they're winning these games.
Now, Teron, looking at this defense, they put up another Herculean effort without having, you know, their most dominant player in the lineup in Jeffrey Simmons, and then you don't have, you know, Bud Dupree and, you know, Fulton, he's not playing. Molden goes down. How much can you say, or you just can't say enough about what Shane Bowen is doing with this defensive unit? Because everybody in that building knows if that defense doesn't play at a high level each game, this team's not winning.
Man, that's the bottom line. The defense is, they're the ones doing it. They're holding it down, you know, and if that offense could somehow come around and be more consistent, this team is going to be dangerous. But you're right. The thing I really like and I commend Shane Bowen for is, and the whole defensive staff, is no matter what, I mean, you got Bud Dupree and Jeffrey Simmons. They're not playing in the game. But they still stuck to their guns. They're all about rushing 4 and getting pressure with 4, right? So 4 of their 6 sacks came with just rushing 4. They stuck to it regardless of their best players being out. Man, I give them a lot of credit for that. So you have to look at that and just, you know, Terrell Williams, the D-line coach, he's just floating under the radar. But, look, I'm going to give him his roses because this dude is really doing a great job with those guys. Man, you talk about Mario Edwards. He was on Jacksonville's practice squad. But you look at pressures, he's right up there with you know, a lot of the top players. You know, so that's something that you have to consider, what Terrell Williams is able to do, how those drills transfer from practice to games.
Now, with a short week, do you expect to see Jeffrey Simmons, Foden, Bud Dupree? Do you expect these guys to play, or do you think it's more so a game-time decision for them?
I think Dupree is more of a question mark, but Simmons, in my opinion, it was going to be yesterday or Thursday, one or two. You weren't going to get both out of them. You had to pick which one. And so I would imagine they're going the route and allowing him to continue to get rest so he could go Thursday. As far as Fulton is concerned, you know, to be honest, I talked to Fulton on Friday, and he thought he was going to be able to go. I will say this. He's had a really big wrap on his right hamstring, and then it goes down, like, to his calf. So there's obviously something that he's dealing with. But I would think that he'll play Thursday as well, but it's – you know how hamstrings are, man, and you know, it's supposed to be like 20 degrees. Matter of fact, I gotta go to the store and get me some thermals, you know what I mean? Be out there in that cold. But, yeah, you know how the hamstrings do in the cold, man. Not a good mix.
No, it's not. And that's why I'm so concerned about Foten and his ability to play, even Bud Dupree, because of that hamstring. But this offense, I mean – they do just enough. They were able. Denver was able to shut down, at least contain Derrick Henry, and this offense made two or three plays to keep them going. Is there anything more this offense you believe can do, or we've seen pretty much what this offense can do, and they're just gonna have to patch this thing up from an offensive standpoint and hope to get one or two big plays in the passing game, a game, in order to get them over the hump.
And with Derrick Henry, just for a second here, he had 8 carries in the first half. That's the lowest he had in the first half in a long time. So that was a big factor. And the way he runs, you got to get him going. You know what I mean? So that's something to consider. But as far as the offense, the passing game, I think there is more that could come out of it, and I think that's my way of trailing Burks. And there was a play right before the flea flicker where you saw them do a really good job of manufacturing a touch for him. He started on the left side. He motioned to number one on the outside. You had Chig running like a deep over route, and Robert Woods ran him off. And right underneath it, Burks ran the slant. And they got him the football, and it was a 15-yard gain. And that was so needed for that offense. Because up to that point, they were really struggling, especially in the passing game. So I could see them doing more of those type of things, you know, some of those smoke routes and different things to get him the football and start allowing him to showcase what he's able to do, play action, glance route, those things. I could definitely see that being something that would take the offense to a higher level.
Teron, before we let you go, the Packers – had the light go on a little bit yesterday, at least for one day. They look very good. They look more like the Packers when they beat the Cowboys coming from behind to do so. And I don't know what it would have been before that game, but now as a result, the Titans are an underdog. Again, going to Lambeau, but it just seems like it's the kind of thing that they relish. They like that situation.
That's what they love, man. And they have that us-against-the-world mindset, and they always – you know, they relish being an underdog, and it's to the point where even, you know, against the spread, they're one of the best teams in the league against it. So it's something that they love. But I would say this. You talk about the Packers game last night. Christian Watson out of North Dakota State is a receiver that I really like, and I love the way he was able to turn things around. He had some hamstring issues. He dropped a 75-yard touchdown pass. He had 2 drops early in the game, but he came back 3 touchdowns. Over 100 yards. So that's going to be something to deal with because he's an explosive player. We've seen how this Titans secondary has allowed so many explosive plays.
Teron, C.J. Board, I honestly had never heard of him, even though he went to high school in Clarksville. He went to Chattanooga, and I don't even know when they picked him up. They activated him right before the game, but I thought he had a great game as the punt returner, and on the punt coverage, he draws a penalty as well.
Yeah, you know the thing that I really like, and I'm sure D-Mace, you could appreciate it too, it didn't seem like it was just, okay, look, you catch the punt cleanly and things are good. It was, no, get us some yards. And that's the thing that I liked about the approach that he took, and he got them some yards. I mean, that first punt, I think, was like a 16-yard return, which is solid. So you're right. He's kind of just, you know, floated under the radar. He's been there about 3 weeks, and I thought, you know, them activating him over Conley, I was scrambling and trying to figure out why. But then when the specialist came out and he sealed them punts and kicks, it all registered.
Yep, 13 yards per return. 17 was the one that you're talking about there, Teron, and then he was on the coverage as well. Those yards were big in a game that's that tight where points are going to be tough to come by.
Yep, I fully agree. Field position is critical when neither team can score points. They have a punt fest.
It was a punt fest. And by the way, the punter was pretty good yesterday for the Titans.
Both of them.
Yeah. Really, though, both of them.
Teron, great stuff. We'll be listening in for your questions at the press conference coming up, and we'll talk to you again here very soon.
Sure. Appreciate you guys.
Yep.
All right. Teron Davenport, presented by Crane Works and Rental Works, your source for crane and equipment rental. Visit craneworks.com. Teron, big contributor to our station. You can read him at ESPN.com as well. Stay tuned. We'll come back with more. We'll take a little time out from the Titans for a moment, and then we'll come back for Mike Vrabel's press conference, and then we'll have plenty more discussion during the noon hour. Stay tuned. We're coming back with more Chase, Willie, and D-Mace here on 102.5 The Game.